and she was a year too young in my arms. And showed you how simple I was and how silly I was. We just swapped so quick it'd make a head swing. And I never thought, now, all saddles has a room, has places for two girths. One to come right around the brisket, and the other to come around the stomach. Around on the side here, this little Black Mary had a big rupture. On the side, what I was telling you a while ago, was the offside. Mm-hmm. I never did get around there and look over. Well, when they pulled the saddle off, and he pulled his saddle off, and I pulled mine off, I just take mine, walk around there, and throw it over on the little mare. Got around there, straightened my girths, but there I seen a great big old rupture. You know what he done? Just give me the horse leg. I didn't do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. He said, you didn't ask me. And we done traded fair and square. Well, now he snagged me. He traded me a pony, had that.
He sure did.
Blemish, and I didn't see it. That's the same way about the filly down there in the sailor. Mm.
Did people have big herds of horses that they take with them for roundups and things like that here in the day?
Well, now the rodeo men and in the pretty early days, they had a gang of bucking horses, you know, they'd take it along. Uh-huh. And then there were some men here that raised these horses, kept stood right in the barn, had mares, and they just had a ranch of these horses, raising them, you see. Yeah. And all cattle men had lots of riding horses.
Did you have anything that you could put over your horse's head with feet in it?
Yeah. You want to know what that was?
Uh-huh.
Called a morale.
Uh-huh.
It was made out of grass, rope, you know, or twine. Solid, it'd hold the feed, bran, chops, or anything, oats. And boy, they'd just stand there and eat. And once in a while, lower their head and get a bite and raise up.
Hmm.
Call them around, hung right over their head. The head went right down in and yelled to their eyes.
Hmm.
They had to be trained now to eat out of them things.
Was that right?
Yeah, a wild horse wouldn't eat out of them. Shoot, he'd do his best to get that thing off me. A young wild horse wouldn't eat out of it. Best for older horses. If he ever once eat and got started by it, it'd be all right, but you had to break it, force him to.
Did you have a rack like this for sawing planks?
Let's see again.
One like this for planks and one like this for logs?
Yeah, that's a saw rack. And this here's a workbench, sawhorse. My boy's got four or five of them.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever put a plank on that, like something like that for your children?
Oh, no, they put it in there themselves if they wanted to. Let me show you again there.
Let me get my string out of the way here.
Now this one here is just right. This one here is just right to bolt a big log up in it and get you to saw it in two about three times. See, two good men pick up a log and make three good back sticks lay on that side in three places. Mm-hmm. Then you got three back logs. Mm-hmm. And that'd hold it. That kept it from stooping over the saw.